Unit 8. Part 2. Development of 4R Skills. Listening. Section A. Listening Comprehension.
Task 1. Teachers of English may hesitate to teach debate because they think it is beyond their students' language ability or proficiency. But debate can be a powerful tool. It can help students learn to speak naturally and to listen carefully. Professor Charles Labor teaches English and debate in Japan. He wrote Discover Debate with Michael Lubetsky. The book helps English teachers and learners understand how to carry on a simple debate. The Discover Debate approach has three stages: creating a visual aid to communicate an argument, presenting the argument, and answering the other team's argument. Each stage puts increasing demands on language ability. It begins with a pre-debate experience.
Task 2. A deaf and blind woman from Australia has become the first person to make a telephone call using a device that converts speech into Braille. Braille is a form of writing that uses raised dots on a surface that can be read by touching it. The technology is being tested for the first time in Australia and the United States. One test involved a simple phone call between two sisters. Michelle Stevens is deaf and blind. Miss Stevens says the Braille telephone will end years of feeling isolated or feeling alone and apart from others. She is one of five Australians who is taking part in the new trials or tests. These trials will take place at about the same time in Australia and the United States, where the technology was developed.
Task 3. A coalition led by the United States has increased airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in the city of Ramadi. And Shiite Muslim forces are also preparing to deploy to the city. Over the weekend, the Islamic State group claimed to have seized the entire city. However, the U.S. Defense Department questions that claim. Hundreds of people reportedly were killed when militants entered the city, overpowering Iraqi troops. AP and Reuters news agencies say thousands of people have fled the city in the past few days.
Task 4. In the 1930s, Asian Americans performers did not have many opportunities in mainstream U.S. entertainment. These performers were limited to roles that simply made fun of their cultural heritage. But in the 1940s and 50s, opportunities for Asian American performers began to change. Chinese American nightclubs in California permitted singers, dancers, and actors to overcome racial and cultural barriers and follow their dreams. In 1989, filmmaker Arthur Dong captured that little-known part of entertainment history in his film Forbidden City, USA. The film has now been remade in a digital format, and Mr. Dong has turned his research into a new book.
Section B. Listening-based integrated tasks.
Has the war started?
Sir, you should have made your presence known.
In the middle of that beautiful love scene? That wouldn't have been very tactful, would it? But don't worry, your secret is safe with me.
Sir, you're no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady. Don't think that I hold that against you. Ladies have never held any charm for me.
First, you take a low, common advantage of me. Then you insult me.
I meant it as a compliment. And I hope to see more of you when you're free of this spell of the elegant Mr. Wilkes. He doesn't strike me as half good enough for a girl of your, what was it, your passion for living?
How dare you? You aren't fit to wipe his boots.
And you were going to hate him for the rest of your life. Ha!
Several years later, near the end of the Civil War. Why did you stop?
This is the turn to Tara. I let the horse breathe a bit. Mrs. Wilkes?
Miss Melanie done fainted way back, Captain Butler.
She's probably better off. She couldn't stand the pain if she were conscious. Scarlett, are you still determined to do this crazy thing?
Oh, yes, yes. I know we can get through it. I'm sure we can.
Not we, my dear. You. I'm leaving you here.
You're what? Rhett, where are you going?
I'm going, my dear, to join the army.
Oh, you're joking. I could kill you for scaring me so.
I'm very serious, Scarlet. I'm going to join up with our brave lads in grey.
But they're running away.
Oh, no. They'll turn and make a last stand, if I know anything about them. And when they do, I'll be with them. I'm a little late, but better late than...
Rhett, you must be joking.
Selfish to the end, aren't you? Thinking of your own precious hide with never a thought for the noble cause.
Rhett, how could you do this to me? And why should you go now that after it's all over and I need you? Why? Why?
Why? Maybe it's because I've always had a weakness for lost causes, once they're really lost. Or maybe I'm ashamed of myself. Who knows?
You should die of shame to leave me here alone and helpless.
You, helpless? Heaven help the Yankees if they capture you. Now climb down here. I want to say goodbye.
No.
Climb down.
Oh, Red, please don't go. You can't leave me. Please. I'll never forgive you.
I'm not asking you to forgive me. I'll never understand or forgive myself. And if a bullet gets me, so help me. I'll laugh at myself for being an idiot. But there's one thing that I do know, and that is I love you, Scarlet. In spite of you and me and the whole silly world going to pieces around us, I love you. Because we're alike. Bad lots, both of us. Selfish and shrewd. But able to look things in the eyes and call them by their right names.